This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Browns kick off the season on Sunday in a highly anticipated rematch of last year's playoffs. The Kansas City Chiefs stopped the Browns in their first postseason run in decades. Terry, there are big expectations on this team and specifically this game.
This will have a gigantic following. Kansas City, is some still think they're a favorite to go to the Super Bowl again. Others think the Browns could, you know, knock them off in the AFC.
Yeah.
And I just put the Browns in the Super Bowl in the same sentence.
So that's really something big, huh?
Yeah, as opposed to, well, they'll never get to the Super Bowl. What are you talking about? How about they win four games? You know, that kind of thing. We don't have to do that anymore.
So coming off that 11-5 season playoff win, what are you expecting this season? Are you expecting them to continue building on that?
There are some fans who are fearful. You know, I got an email from a guy who said, you know what happened the last time they were 11-5? They went 5-11 the next year.
And when was that?
It was like 1980 to 1981. So there's always the segment of any Cleveland sports audience that could go gloom, doom, and catastrophe, you know, with a couple clicks on their computer real fast.
Right.
But is that real for this group?
You know, I was just thinking about all the players that are coming back. You have Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, the running back. You have Baker Mayfield here in his fourth season. I mean, when was the last time this team had a quarterback for four seasons in a row? That was the same one.
We're trying to figure that out. I guess Tim Couch back when they started, you know, 99 through 01, 02. But, I mean, Baker is the best quarterback they've had since Bernie Kosar in the late 80s. And I equate the era of Browns football that I'm going to say began in 2020 with the Browns of the late 80s. And here's why. The Browns of the late 80s had a really sharp general manager named Ernie Accorsi. He's the one that put together the deal to bring Bernie Kosar to Cleveland. And they also had a young coach at that time, his first time being a head coach, named Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
So you had a good GM with a young, sharp coach and a quarterback on the rise. It's exactly what you got there. You have Paul DePodesta and Andrew Berry, the GM, chief strategy officer guys. And then you have Kevin Stefanski as a coach and Baker. Also, they had a very young team back then with Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack and Brian Brennan and Reggie Langhorne and Wester Slaughter, all kinds of guys. You could see that they were going to be good for several years. And that's what I think we're seeing now.
Okay.
As you mentioned, you know, Nick Chubb just signed a contract extension. Kareem Hunt. We'll see what Odell Beckham does, but Jarvis Landry is the best receiver on the team. He's back. Yeah. You've got the whole offensive line back. You've had some upgrades on defense. This is something I never remember. I'm sure it's happened, but the Browns did not make one significant change to anyone on their coaching staff.
Wow.
I'm sure since 1999 that has never happened.
That is so true. No shakeups.
These guys are all back. And I remember a year ago, the Browns were talking about, you know, we're going to be tough, smart, accountable. Sounded like one of these things you just toss out. But if you look at the team last year,
they
proved to be exactly all
of
that.
Yeah.
Minimal drama. I will think that will be continue to be the case, that they haven't changed that.
You know, I have to think, though, with this Kansas City game to start the season, they could win, they could lose.
They could get blown out.
How either one of those outcomes go, how is that going to set the tone for this season as far as fans go?
Fans will panic if they lose.
Yeah. I mean,
or they'll be euphoric if they win.
Right.
From a pure football point of view, where you play 17 games, remember, not 16, we're now up to 17 regular season games.
Uh-huh.
You go to Kansas City and you get blown out. Frankly, it's not a whole lot different than when they opened last season in Baltimore and got blown out.
Right.
You're not happy with what you see. But remember, after that, they rallied and they won the next four games.
Right. So are you making a prediction about the record?
Well, the plain dealer demands we do such things.
Right.
So are you ready? It's 11-6. Remember, they're playing 17 games. And some people are going to scream, well, that's worse than last year when they were 11-5. The schedule's going to be tougher. And look, 11-6 is really good.
Yeah.
And I have them going to what amounts to the final four of the NFL, basically kind of on the doorstep of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then the thing to remember is, I'm telling you, this is very similar to that time in the late 80s where you were good enough in the next few years to be in the Super Bowl conversation.
It's been a long, grueling stretch here, but it is exciting to be a football fan right now. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.